are listening to 91.5 FM.
WMIE. We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. It's that time of the month where we get to kiss the month goodbye. So kiss January goodbye. Unfortunately, that means that summer's just a few days closer now. And this is my favorite time of the year. So if I sound a little biased, I'm sorry. Not really. Some people really like it warm. I don't like it exceptionally hot. I can put more clothes on. There's only so much you can take off. And so I really do enjoy this time of the year. I hope it's been a good January for you. It's also Friday. And that's also a great thing for me, because that means it's my day off. And I like that. Hopefully there's less demand on my time, and I get to catch up on some other projects that might get ignored a little bit. But I want to take just a moment to invite you out to Merritt Assembly of God. Our focus in 2025 is treasuring God's presence, making God's presence a priority in our life, not just a ritual that we go to church or read his word, but actually treating the word of God like a love letter from God, and going to God's house like we're visiting the lover of our soul. And that's because that's who he is. That happens to be one of my favorite titles for God, that he is the lover of my soul and he's the lover of your soul. And no one will ever love you better than God. So the things he's got prepared for you are more than you can ask, think, or imagine. Don't miss heaven for the world. If you'd like to learn more about God, I'd like to invite you to Merritt Assembly of God. Maybe you don't have a church home. Maybe you're new to the area. Whatever it might be, we would love to have you come and worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords with us. We want Merritt Assembly of God to be a little microcosm of heaven, for people from every tribe, every tongue, every nation are worshiping the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We exist to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to our church, and to be a blessing to the community, spiritually, relationally, however we can be a blessing. That's what we try and do. And if you'd like to join us, we have Sunday school at 9:30, worship at 10:30. We'd love to have you come and be a part of it. 2 Timothy chapter 2. We're starting a new section of chapter 2 today. We're in verse number 20. It says, "But in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honor and some for dishonor. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. Flee also youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition, if God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will." So, God's house is a great house. You are not mass-produced. You are an individual masterpiece of God. He created you for a purpose in his house. And here in verse number 20, it talks about that in God's house there are a diversity of vessels that God creates. They're made for different purposes. So some of them are gold and silver. Those are, you know, very valuable. There are some functions for gold, and there are some functions for, but, you know, they're not going to be necessarily used for everyday purposes. So when I was growing up, we had things that we used every day, and then we had things that were used on special occasions. It also describes here that there are vessels of wood and clay, and those are things that are used on a regular basis. So the Bible talks about that we have this heavenly treasure in earthen vessels. And so Jesus came. He could have come and taken the most lavish and luxurious positions on earth, to set himself up in the greatest of mansions, the greatest of palaces, with servants all around. He's entitled to that. He could have come and done that, but his purpose in coming was a trip of redemption. And it was not just for the up-and-outers, it was for the down-and-outers as well. And so he came into very humble circumstances because the salvation he was paying for was for all of humanity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and he came to make eternal life available to all of us. And so we really like comparisons as humans. And so as humans, we'll say, well, I'm better than they are, so I must be good. Well, we forget when we do that, that the standard is not the other person. The standard is actually Jesus and his perfection. And so it's not whether or not I'm better than the person to my right or to my left. It's how am I in line with what God is looking for in my life? So as much as that is a faulty comparison, there's also the faulty comparison of saying I'm going to compare myself with other people and I'm not as good as they are. Therefore, I'm worthless. I'm no good. I've got no purpose. I don't even see why there's a point in me going on. That's also a faulty purpose, because the purpose or the comparison is not with the God who redeems us, created us, and that he has a unique place and purpose for us in our life. So a couple of years ago, one of our board members invited my wife and I to go to a concert, a Christian concert. We went to this mega church, and in all honesty, it had been a long time there. Since that time, I've been to another church that makes that mega church look like a shack. And I tell you, What I did when I went to those places, I said, you know, it takes an entirely different skill set to pastor this church than it takes to pastor Merit Assembly of God. I said, I don't have the grace to pastor that church. But the pastor of that church doesn't necessarily have the same skill set that I've got, where I can pastor the congregation that I serve. So it wasn't about comparing the sizes of the buildings and the numbers and the pews. It's like God has equipped us each for his divine placement. So the what happens here is Paul moves from this discussion of the construction of the vessels to the fact that they are vessels of honor or vessels of dishonor. So I've known a lot of people that abused tools. They used the tool for something that it wasn't designed for, and they ended up ruining the tool. And so you and I, our goal is to be a vessel of honor, and the vessel of honor is not due to the elements that were used in its construction, but in how those vessels respond to their creator. Let me show it to you here from the word. First of all, a vessel of honor is a vessel that is valued. It's a vessel that often has a price attached to it. So I've known people that attached a high price to something that other people did not show it the same honor. They did not appraise it at the same value or the same price as the person who was wanting to sell it. So they would put a lower price tag on it. You and I are not determined by what the world appraises us at. We are valued by the price that was paid for our redemption, and that was the blood of Jesus Christ. You are not worthless. You are priceless. God intends for you to be a vessel of honor through which he can display his glory and his power and his love and his mercy. A vessel of dishonor is a vessel without honor. It doesn't have value. So you see people all the time, they discard things that they no longer value. In verse number 21, we see that whether you're a vessel of honor or a vessel of dishonor is determined by what we do in relationship to the fact that God is the one who has bought and paid for us, and we are not our own. So verse number 21 says, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, from dishonor, he will be a vessel for honor. Okay? So, I don't believe honor gets talked about enough. There's a lot of dishonorable things that are taking place in our country. There are people who speak differently about people who hold offices depending on whether it was their candidate of choice or not. And so if they like the person, they honor them. If they don't like them, then all of a sudden vile things come out of their mouth. They talk different about them. They say horrific things. You and I are supposed to pray for those in authority over us. We're not supposed to disparage them or dishonor them. We're supposed to value the office. There's probably a lot of things. In fact, I can go back to every president that I have been aware of and have some opinions about a couple that were in my life, but I was unaware of them too much, that all of them have had moral things that I don't agree with, and they've had things that have gone on that I wouldn't agree with and condone, but I always honor them for in their position, even if that meant that as a messenger of Jesus Christ, an ambassador of Jesus Christ, that my greatest honor that I would give them would be an invitation to repent and make Jesus the Lord of their life. Because I want godly presidents. I want godly judges. I want godly representatives and senators. I want godly people. I want them to be vessels of honor. So we are responsible to cleanse ourselves from dishonor, and that means that we have to repent of it. We have to ask Jesus to cleanse us of our sins, forgive us of our sins, and that means he cleans us out. He's not just dealing with the outside, that which people see, but he cleans us on the inside, that which he perceives. The things that go on inside of us have tremendous ramifications for us physically. If you've got a virus on the inside, it's going to impact you so that there's going to be some external manifestations that show up, whether you run a fever or you're lethargic or you have wounds that break out on you. There are things that go on the inside show up on the outside. A lot of people want to deal with the superficial. But God wants to not only make sure that we look good on the outside, he wants to make sure that that is an accurate reflection of the health and soundness that we have going on the inside. So the good news is, when we say yes to giving God access to clean our spiritual house, to clean our intellectual house, to clean our emotional house, our financial house, our relational house, that when God gets done cleaning, we're going to be a container, a vessel of honor. And that's what it is. That word literally means a container. That we are that we are entrusted by God as a vessel of honor. That we can handle without contaminating the honor of God. We bring him glory and honor and power and praise. All of it belongs to him. We just get to be the storage capacity of some of that. So, what does a vessel of honor look like? So, we're going to go through some of these. Verse number 21, therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from the latter, he will be a vessel for honor, sanctified and useful for the master, prepared for every good work. So, not only are we cleansed, not only are we valued, but we are sanctified. The word there is hagiazo. It means to set apart for an holy purpose, to set something apart as sacred. I must tell you that our society uses the word sacred badly. It gets associated with places of trauma. Sacred is something that is set apart for God. It's not necessarily a place where we had a negative experience. You know, in the church world, things are referred to as sacred cows, and that is, you can't touch that, you can't do this, you can't move this, all of that. Listen, God wants things that are set apart for his holy purpose that are going to result in people advancing in their faith and people launching into a lifestyle of faith as well. If something is sanctified, if it is set apart, it will be used as a place of reverence towards God. And this is my favorite. It is a place where that which is incompatible with holiness is removed. So when we are sanctifying ourselves and sanctified by God, he removes the things that are incompatible with holiness. What if we used that as the standard? Well, can I do this? You can do that. But is it compatible with holiness? So Paul would write to the Corinthians and he said, look, immorality is not compatible with holiness. it's not compatible. Peter would address Simon the sorcerer, and he said, I see that you are filled with bitterness and you have no part in this ministry. In other words, bitterness is incompatible with being useful in the kingdom of God. Pharaoh hardened his heart and was not able to be used. God still glorified his name through Pharaoh's life, but there were other ways that could have been accomplished, the way that Cyrus did, the way that Nebuchadnezzar did, the way that Esther's husband did. You could be used by God if you didn't harden your heart. So you and I, we need to say, God, not only cleanse me, I take everything out of me that is incompatible with your purpose and plan in my life. The next thing, it doesn't have a fancy title the way we talk about sanctification. I try to bring the words down to where we can get a grasp of them and, you know, demystify them, if you will. And the next one, a vessel of honor is not only sanctified, set apart for a holy purpose, but it's useful for the master. It's useful for the master. So the tools that I have in my garage, I go through them every once in a while. Do I still have a use for this? And if I don't have a use for it, I don't need it in my house. Well, I want you to know something. Maybe no one's ever told you this. You are useful for God. Now, he didn't redeem you to use you. He redeemed you because he loves you. He went to the cross because he loves you. He has been Emmanuel, God with you, even when you weren't aware of him, because he loves you. And he loves you to purify us so that we can be useful to build his kingdom and fulfill the purpose that we were created to fulfill. So, technology marches on. In this world, there are things that were once useful, and every once in a while you'll see something on social media and it says, hey, how many of you remember what this was? Well, a person who, was born in 2000, they don't have any awareness of it because they had already invented something else that could do that job better, or things like that. And so if you show young people, young adults, what an old rotary dial phone looked like, they wouldn't have any idea how to use that because they've never seen it used. Well, in God's kingdom, there is no plan, no program that is ever going to replace God's primary containers of advancing the kingdom of God. Those containers are known as men and women of God. Men of God and women of God. Vessels of honor do not object to the use that God has for them. And so an eye makes a lousy ear. An ear makes a lousy eye. You and I, we need to realize that God wants to use us. And so we say, God, here am I, send me. So Isaiah chapter 6, God comes and he cleanses Isaiah. And then Isaiah hears God saying, whom shall we send and who will go for us? And Isaiah says, here am I. My mouth has been cleansed. My heart has been cleansed. Here am I. Send me. Use me. However you want to use me. If you want to use me in life, use me in life. If you want to use me in death, use me in death. I saw in a documentary towards the end of 2024, we were looking for something to watch. We found a documentary, and we watched it. And it was talking about this well-known Christian singer, but he was visiting. He had been asked to come visit this pastor who was in the hospital, and he was dying. Truth of the matter was he didn't live but for a few more weeks after this visit. And they had video cameras in there, and they recorded this conversation. One was well known, one was relatively unknown. And the pastor was just so excited to be able to meet this guy. And he said, "I have lived my life to show my sons how to live for Jesus." He said, "And unless God heals me, I'm going to show them how to die for Jesus. But I'm going to use every moment that I've got for God, for the glory of God." The person that was well known said, "Would you pray for me?" And there was a spiritual breakthrough that happened in that man, that strongholds of his life that were destroying him were broken. Not only did that unknown person, many would say that was a container that was dishonored. Nobody knew it. Nobody valued it. Nobody, you know, could put a price on it. But that person that was unknown was carrying divine treasure and made a difference in that person's life. You may never remember my name. You may never visit Merit Assembly of God. My goal is to do this, to bring glory and honor to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. On the radio, in the pulpit, in my house, with my mouth, with my finances, with my time, make sure that you live your life, not just for your pleasure, but live your life being useful for the Master, the one who knows what he's going to accomplish through you. Be a vessel of honor, cleansed and sanctified for his purpose. See you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.